Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. White steals second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Michael reaches second base with a double. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Michael moves to third. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenny hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mercer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Kenny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 0 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Clark reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mercer is called out on strikes. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenny. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mercer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibbs moves to second. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0-for-1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kenny hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Kenny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Michael strikes out. One out. Mel Stottle Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottle Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Stottle Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stottle Murray moves to third. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kenny hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Stottle Murray scores. Clark moves to third. Kenny moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to home to get Clark. Kenny moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Denny McLain. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottle Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mercer juggles the ball. That's an error on Mercer. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mercer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye F. Rom Tiger Stadium in Detroit.